That my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning. I have a fascination with grass, regular old scrubby green grass. It started about 6 years ago when I was watching the BBC television series called Planet Earth. Has anyone seen this show? It's really an amazing program. It uses state-of-the-art satellite images and photography to capture some of nature's most stunning scenes. Hundreds of thousands of geese migrating to the Arctic Circle, herds of wildebeest stampeding through the savanna, close-up shots of wildflowers opening to the sun. It really does leave you in awe of the beauty and power of God's creation. There is an episode from this series about grass. And when I watched this episode several years ago, it totally changed the way I look at grass, this most commonplace of plants. It turns out that grass is amazing. It covers almost a quarter of the earth and is responsible for feeding millions and millions of animals all across the globe every day. The narrator of the Planet Earth show says, "This miraculous plant is almost indestructible." And it's true. Grass is tough. It can withstand the harshest conditions of our planet. It thrives in the scorching heat of the African savanna, as well as the frozen tundra of the Arctic Circle. Huge swaths of grass can be wiped out by grazing herds of beasts or by extreme weather, and a few days later, it pops right back up again. Grass is stubborn, determined, and resilient. I didn't used to pay any attention to grass. It was just kind of there. But now I notice it everywhere, growing in the most unlikely of places. Have you ever noticed grass growing in the cracks of a sidewalk? And driving down I-10 between here and Houston, you can see patches of grass right there in the middle of the road. Little patches of green sprouting from the potholes as 18-wheelers zoom over them all day long. Can you imagine conditions that are less suited for the growth of life than the asphalt of an interstate? And yet, miraculously, grass thrives there too. I've even seen grass growing sideways out of the wall on a restaurant patio, popping out of the cracks between the wooden slats. In the parable of the sower that we heard today, Jesus draws a comparison between our hearts and the earth. Just as a seed in rich soil takes root, thrives, and bears fruit, so the word of God takes root, thrives, and bears fruit in us when our hearts are open and ready to receive it. If we want tomatoes to grow in our gardens, we can't just toss some tomato seeds out into the backyard and walk away. Growing tomatoes takes intention and care and focus. You have to till the earth, fertilize the soil, water the seeds, protect the plants from birds, and so on. In the same way, growing in our spiritual lives requires the same kind of loving, attentive care. We have to take time to pray, to read scripture, to meditate, to be out in nature. We read books, we come to church, we gather at the Lord's table. Sometimes we have to dig deep and do some really tough work deep within ourselves. And that is often best done with the guidance of a therapist or a spiritual director. All of these are ways that we tend to the health of our spiritual lives, just like we tend to a garden, making way for God to bring about abundant life in our hearts and in our lives, so that we bear the good fruits of the Spirit. But what about the places in our hearts that are not so rich and thoroughly tilled? Much of our lives look less like a freshly tilled garden and more like the rocky, dry, thorny ground that Jesus describes. What can God do with that? What can God do with our shortcomings, our frustrations, our grief? What can God do with the parts of us that are not so pretty to look at? Well, I think that is why I love grass so much. Grass has become for me a visible reminder of God's abundant grace. If God can make grass to grow in the most desolate places on earth, in ice and in asphalt, what might God be doing with the desolate places in my heart? Surely God can bring forth growth in my life, even from the most unlikely of places, even under less than ideal conditions. Because like grass, God's love is tough and stubborn and resilient. God's grace is abundant, overflowing, and reckless. See, God is like the sower scattering the seed. He throws seed with abandon, bringing about life among the good soil and in the rocky, dry places. The psalm we prayed together today speaks beautifully of this abundant, life-giving, seed-scattering God. You visit the earth and water it abundantly. You make it very plenteous. The river of God is full of water. You prepare the grain, for so you provide for the earth. You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths overflow with plenty. May the fields of the wilderness be rich for grazing, and the hills be clothed with joy. So tend to the garden of your heart. Make room in your life for spiritual growth, for time alone with God, for the Holy Spirit to work in your life and bear good fruit. And take heart, knowing that God can bring about life even from the darkest and driest parts of our lives. And if you ever need to be reminded of that, just look for the grass. Amen.